Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week we discuss which artists are in the Onika Asylum, Trump's new Patriot Games, the alternate crownings at the Drag Race Chicago Experience, plus we play Smash or Pass with Harper's Bazaar's 50 Hottest Men of All Time. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts, and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble.
Happy Christmas New Year! Time.
No, I think it's
Christmas
New Year's.
Time is here.
Yes.
Everyone's in cheer.
This is episode is Christmas Eve Eve.
Oh, it is?
If you, or no, no, New Year's Eve Eve.
I'm like, how is that?
You know, we're in the time of year where calendars don't exist. Time doesn't exist.
I feel that. Yes.
Time has slown to a crawleth.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I'm there and I'm feeling it. Did you watch any Christmas movies this year? I know you love your Family Stone. I'm just going to assume you watched that.
I watched it in the fall. I didn't get around to it around Christmas time, but I was on a plane. I was on a plane on December 25th, and I watched two movies because it was a long flight, and I thought I was really going to choose Christmas movies, and I did not. I chose a documentary about psychics in New York. Pretty interesting.
Oh.
And I watched this terrible Logan Lerman. You know him?
Oh, yes.
I watched this terrible Logan Lerman movie that he was naked in more than half the film, and that couldn't even save it. Called
okay.
Oh Hi.
Hmm.
About
what do you mean naked?
Okay, so here's the premise.
No.
This boy and girl, they're dating, or so she thinks, and they go. They do a little weekend getaway. They're staying in an Airbnb. They open a closet and find kinky shit, whips and chains and feather dusters and shit. And they're all like, let's get drunk and tie each other up. And then she's too nervous. So she ties him up and she rides it.
Oh.
And he blasts in her.
What? Oh, okay. On a plane.
And then afterward,
you were watching
like,
this, and without some type of screen privacy.
Well,
apparatus.
I knew the person in the seat next to me.
Okay, a real pervert, probably.
And then she's all. I love being boyfriend and girlfriend with you, and he's all, we're not dating. We're not exclusive. So then she freaks out, and then she leaves him chained to the bed for 2 days to try to convince him to still date her. It's giving Misery meets 2025.
Okay.
So there's Logan Lerman chained to the bed with just a sheet over his meat.
Oh.
For the whole 2-hour film.
Okay.
I only watched it because I was on a plane. I would have stopped it if I could have gotten up and walked somewhere. I would have rather been playing Pokemon Go.
I get it. Okay, so that was a flop.
I gave it two stars.
Despite it all.
I gave it 2 stars on Letterboxd, And
that's actually pretty generous, though. What do you ever give anything 1 star or less?
I think 2 is the lowest I've given. It's a similar when I do my book ratings for all the books I read during the year. I feel I would be mad at myself if I finished a book that I thought was 2 stars. So I can't do that.
Okay.
But this flight was something to fly on Christmas. A gay flight attendant was really trying it.
Let him try. What'd he give you?
He was really trying. He was like, yeah. So I was in first because miles were used.
Oh.
Because miles were used. And it was a Christmas treat. And this was not the first class flight attendant, but he kept coming up to our area and kept coming up and being like, well, I'd rather be up here flirting with you gays.
Okay. So did he give you any alcohol?
This is free in first class.
Oh, so what can somebody do on top of that? I mean, I can think of a couple things. And he was trying it.
Baby, on United flights, which I don't recommend, they have 3 kinds of treats for the people in economy nowadays. You know, they used to just be
cookies, pretzels, and crackers.
No, they have a stroopwafel.
Okay, what?
A stroopwafel. You never had a stroopwafel?
I am familiar. What do you mean they just have stroopwafels willy-nilly?
They have stroopwafels. They have a quinoa chocolate cookie. It's giving. Ugh. Did you ever have those like rice cookies? Like Sarah Lee came in a box. They're like chocolate covered rice treats with caramel gooey goodness.
No, but I'm imagining.
Well, the chocolate quinoa cookie is giving that, but healthy, because I'm sure quinoa very healthy, yes?
Feels healthy.
And I think the last one's like a bag of mixed stuff. It's not nuts, but it's like pretzels and Cheez-Its and...
Oh, yeah. That's what I think I would go for.
Yeah. I know you got a little wet for a stroopwafel, but let me tell you, stroopwafel is my last choice of those three.
Well, if I'm sitting in first, I'll have one of each, please.
Well, he
if
tried
I'm
to,
sitting in last, I'll have one of each, please. I'm going to ask. I don't care.
He tried to come up. We were in the last row of first class, so it was right before the curtain. And he was all trying to give. He was all, well, we're a little backed up back there. Why don't I get you fellas
Been
a
there.
Drink? He was all, why don't I get you fellas a drink? And then we both just ordered soda waters, and he was all, not even drinking on Christmas. I'm like, ma'am, we could be sober. What do you?
Yeah,
it was a little. He worked for big alcohol for sure.
Okay, well, and you know, we all have double jobs now.
So then he got me my blueberry pomegranate whatever fizzy soda water, which was delicious, by the way. And then he goes, well, if you're not having alcohol, how about this little treat? And then gave us both a stroopwafel.
Okay. He like slips you a Molly. He's like, what about one of these?
Then he really kept trying to talk, and I was like, I'm trying to watch this bad Logan Lerman film.
Okay, so you said you watched 2 movies though. So what's
the
truth?
A 6-hour flight.
What was the second movie?
The psychic documentary about psychics in New York.
Okay. Yes,
and
yes,
I was
yes.
very excited. It was giving Tyler Henry, psychic medium, and the opening of the documentary is really good. And it's like these filmed, curated readings of these psychics, and they're all being and the people getting the readings are all yes, and you're like, wow, all of these psychics are really killing it. And then it switches and it's like following the psychics to their houses, and then you're learning about their trauma, and then you're really questioning, are these psychics or are these failed actors?
Oh, improv actors. People and very so, able to read the room.
And so then they went back and forth, and they would show readings that were hits, and then they would show readings that were flops. And then you're really just sitting there being like, so what is the truth? I didn't like it. I liked it. I wanted it to be all home runs, you know?
Well, yeah, so do they. But, you know, it's... The truth is, even if they are 100% legitimate, don't you think there's spirits and ghosts walking around willy-nilly, much like on Earth, kind of chaos agents, maybe even trying to get the, butt their way into their own, you know, medium connection. They're like, okay, I'm not waiting in line, and they want to get yes. up in there. Yes.
Well,
so like,
see,
is it the medium's fault that their receptors are on?
One of them was very doing the reading, and he was like, oh, I'm getting a young presence, gone too soon. And the woman's like, yes, yes, yes. And he's like, oh, like a teenager. And she's like, no, no. And he's like, what is this here? And he's like, no, a teenager who's really big into skateboarding. And she's just like, nothing close. So then he breaks the fourth wall, and he's like calling out to the lead documentarist. What are they? Documentarian?
Sure.
He's calling out to her, Laura, I'm really getting this. Do you mind if I ask the camera crew if it's any of them? If anyone's lost a loved one in a skateboarding accident?
I think that's valid. I'm on this, and I don't know where I stand on all of it. Like, I feel I am more toward the non-believer side. I feel a little, I don't know. But if I were to indulge the belief, I think, I don't know if a medium has the ability to filter who's tapping in and who's tapping out and wow. even getting the right people on the line. So like, I stand with him.
Yeah. Well, he, well, then all the camera crew was all like, no, none of us. And then he was all, well, actually now I'm feeling quite a bit tired. Maybe we end.
Me too.
Maybe we take a break.
Okay.
Yeah, it was interesting. I think that was the point. They were trying to be like, are you a skeptic? Are you a believer? Is it somewhere in between? Yeah, listen, I was happy to watch it. I stumbled upon it on the plane and I thought, I'll dabble.
Well, I watched the Lindsay Lohan Christmas movie from 2022.
Okay.
Falling for You with Cordova Street, Lindsay Lohan. Still great. I laughed. I loved. You know, I looked away and I pet my 20 Pokemon buddies the whole time. I was doing my things. It was pretty perfect in that way. What else did I watch? I finished all of Dragula. Okay.
All of
Dragula. Even Damn. The Christmas special. And you know what? I'm a little sad. It's now I'm kind of like, well, what am I now?
Drag Race starts in like a week, Mom.
Oh, yes, you're right.
It's almost January. It's almost Drag Race, main franchise. It's almost Traitor's time. Also, I know I'm a Canada's Drag Race hater, but I'm enjoying the season.
Well, yes. Yes. Top two.
PM versus Sammy Landry. I need it.
Wow. You want clown versus clown.
I want a clown off.
Well, you know, I do like PM. I do like Sammy Landry. I do like, there's a lot of queens on there. I wish I could pull up my Wikipedia. My internet's down. Usually I would have the Wikipedia up would you so like that I could know people's
did you,
names.
Did you watch this week? Did you watch the episode?
I did watch this week, yes.
Okay, you're down to the final six. You want me to name them?
Tell me who the final six is.
Well, Sammy, PM, Ebony LaBelle, Van Gogh, Saltina Shaker, and Kara Milk.
Okay.
I forgot her, but I also think Kara Milk has to be the next one to leave.
Okay.
Although yeah, she did think, slay in the slay off.
I think, what was her name? Ebony?
LaBelle.
Ebony LaBelle is my win. She's my winner for the season.
I could get down with that.
Yes. And I think PM would be a wonderful finale girl. I think Van Gogh will be a wonderful finale girl. But when I think about who's my winner from the very first episode, I was like, I was on board for Ebony LaBelle. We'll see. I would be happy with any of those three taking it home.
I think Van Gogh would be a wonderful therapy receiver.
Oh, I think anybody that goes on reality TV would be a wonderful therapy receiver as well.
We all need it. We all need it. I hope we're getting it.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Mood.com. Let me tell you about the online cannabis company that is revolutionizing how we deal with life's challenges. From sleepless nights to stress-filled days, Mood.com has created an entire line of functional gummies that target specific health concerns with 100% federally legal THC blends. They'll deliver them discreetly right to your doorstep. And you can get 20% off your first order at mood.com with the promo code Babble, B-A-B-B-L-E. I have tried a bunch of their gummies myself, and it is wild how different each one feels. Like, they're sleepy time gummies. They knock me out in about 15 minutes flat with no hangover, no grogginess. I wake up feeling amazing. And then the epic euphoria gummies, they are perfect for those days when nothing is going right and you just need to hit the reset button on your crappy mood. What makes these different is how they've paired THC and other cannabinoids with herbs and adaptogens. You're just not going to find gummies like this in the dispensary or anywhere for that matter. And they have gummies for literally everything: immune support, menopause relief, PMS symptoms, mental clarity, sexual arousal, and each one is crafted using federally legal cannabis grown on a small family-owned American farm. No pesticides, no BS, and they can ship to most states in the U.S. Best of all, not only does Mood stand behind everything with an industry-leading 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners also get 20% off their first order with the code Babble, B-A-B-B-L-E. So head to mood.com and browse their amazing selection of functional gummies, and then find the perfect gummy for whatever you are dealing with. And remember, use promo code Babble at checkout to save 20% on your first order. Thank you so much, mood.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Quince. Cold mornings, holiday plans, this is when I need my wardrobe to just work. Stuff that looks sharp, feels good, and things that I will actually reach for. That's why I go with Quince. Plus, Quince makes gifting easy when everything is worth keeping for yourself. Quince has everything you need, everything you could want. Like Mongolian cashmere sweaters. At Quince, you can pick one up for $50 when you'd normally drop $200 or more on the same thing. Plus, wool coats that actually hold up to daily wear and still look good. Their denim fits right, feels good. Same with their pants and chinos. Their outerwear is solid too. Down jackets, wool, leather coats that keep you warm when it's actually cold. And cashmere beanies, scarves, gloves that won't wreck your wallet. By partnering directly with trusted factories that maintain high standards for craftsmanship and ethical practices, Quince cuts out the middlemen and markups. That means premium quality at half the cost of other high-end brands. So you can give luxury pieces without the luxury price tag. Finding the right winter coat was easy with Quince. You can go to their website and find so many beautiful options that are so perfectly tailored, wonderfully made, high quality material that I know is going to just like elevate a look this holiday season. When I show up to the Christmas party, baby, people are going to be gagged and gooped. I'm going to look so good. Okay. Plus, Quince has everything covered beyond clothing too. Like if you need something for your home, your bath, your kitchen, whatever, they have you covered. You can go to their website right now and find beautiful duvet covers. I think you deserve a new duvet cover. Why not? Perfect gift this holiday season. So you can get your wardrobe sorted and your gift list handled with Quince. Do not wait. Go to quince.com/babble for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada too. That's Quince. quince.com/BABBLE, quince.com/babbel, for free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/babbel. Thank you so much, Quince, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Speaking of Drag Race, are you going to the Drag Race Chicago experience?
Bitch, I am from Chicago.
No, you're not.
That's true. You're right. No, are you? Do you have tickets?
No.
Is this
no.
Are we pausing for an ad?
Thank you so much to The Bean for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love beans. Yes.
When's the last time you rolled that beautiful bean footage?
Honestly, often. I have multiple buttons for that. Okay, topics, food, the bean folder. I have a bean folder. Hold on, pause.
Have we discussed?
Roll that beautiful bean footage. I said pause.
There you go.
You think Duke, have we discussed this? Duke the baked beans dog?
He's dead.
His owner's Republican. But he's probably pretty liberal. You think Duke's dead?
Duke's dead. The owner's dead. Everybody's dead. Yes.
Air Bud's dead.
No, I have to talk about the Drag Race Chicago experience because
apparently you're legally required to.
Because I'm legally required to, contractually obligated to. I have no clue what it is. I think it's kind of like you can go in the workroom and experience the experience. Maybe it's an Instagrammable experience. You can go sit on the panel for the ice cream game.
It's the ice cream museum.
Yes. I recently saw somebody on the apps with a picture from the ice cream museum, and I was like, you know what? This is how I know this is an old picture of you, because, bitch, the ice cream museum was pre-COVID, honey.
Listen, my dating profile has my no hate picture, my ice cream museum picture.
Not your no
hate
picture. Not your no hate picture. You're looking fresh, primped, young.
It's a no hate picture, but instead of my mouth being taped, it's my butt crack.
It's your hole.
It's my hole.
Yeah.
It's a vertical up and down the crack.
Yes.
It says no hate, and it's got the paint on it still.
Well, honey, I'm sure it's got the paint on it, honey. honey. Oh, honey. No. The Chicago the Drag Race Chicago experience. From what I understand, it's like a set you can go in and take pictures, blah, blah, blah. But
yes.
they also have... on screens, I guess, you can watch the alternate crownings from all the seasons.
What?
So like, you can go see who's a queen
Anitra.
that should have won. You can go watch her crowning. Is that not... I don't know. I feel like that's... to show the fandom that, I don't think... I don't want to see that. Sorry. It's almost like bridging the gap in... opening the portal to like alternate universes where it's just kind of possible and it actually did happen.
Audience, clap if you want to see that. Also, clap if you've seen Tyler's crowning.
I have. Yes. Yes.
Well, damn. I think I saw something on TikTok where there's like a, yeah, they were walking around the workroom. There was a wall of fame with all the crowned winners. I didn't realize they were showing the fake crownings. Do they show the individual reactions of Trinity and Monet?
They show everybody, everything, the whole what it was going to be if it was them. So like I'm reading now, like, okay, so here's a list of people. You could see Lady Camden, Safira, Georges, Plastique, Kim Chi, Brooke, Gigi, Crystal, Anitra, Detox. I don't know if they have all of these people. This is somebody's wish list of what they want to see if they were going to go. But yeah, I see a screenshot right here of Adore Delano beating Bianca. Adore with the scepter.
Dang.
Yes.
Speaking of alternate crownings.
Sure.
You know how I'm in Mamrie and Grace's fantasy football league and you're not?
Yes, and I have such conflicted feelings about it. This is the first year I didn't do it, and it's bittersweet, honey. I miss the experience of prolonged contact with these people, but I also don't miss the experience of having to know anything about football.
Let me tell you, the finals are coming.
It's not done.
Only two teams remain.
Okay, I think I know who.
It is yours truly versus Mamrie Hart.
Wow.
A battle for the ages. Okay. And let me just tell you, because I know you're used to losing. Mm-hmm. Mamrie like lost her first like 8 games in a row. I think she lost 7 out of 8 of the first 8 in a row. And then proceeded to win out. She got like the last spot in the playoffs because they send 6 teams to the playoffs. I had a cushy ride in the playoffs. I was second place, so I got a bye the first week. She has now slayed 2 dragons, and it is me versus Mametown for the crown. I am the current reigning champ, so I sent a, you know that group loves the sassy text. They love to shit talk in the league. Yes. I was all, fam, I am truly humbled and honored to make the final game yet again. Some of y'all should try it.
Oh, you know, but I'm rooting for the underdog. I think Mamrie has this in the bag, and I think the universe has been waiting for you to slip up, and I think you're too big in your britches this year.
Listen, if I have to lose, I would love to lose to her, because to be honest, she's like one of the 3 people I know in that league. But I noticed her rallying around the playoffs time. I've been texting her individually. I've been saying, rooting for you. How cute would a final match between us be? So I can't wait. I hope they're discussing this on their pod, although I think they take a week off around the holidays. So this better be win, lose, or draw. She better be discussing it on her pod when they come back in Jan.
Have you had any players get
bottom?
Hurt?
Oh my God. I was plagued by injuries all season. Thank you for asking.
You're welcome. Oh my God. That sucks. Sorry.
Thank you. Well, yeah. Little Pig Girls versus the tight ends.
Okay. Well, I'm sitting on the edge of my seat, and I can't wait to see how this turns out.
Stay tuned. We'll be back next week with a alert, I guess.
Okay, so you're betting on the ability of young athletes to perform.
They ain't young.
Well, you're betting on the most capable athletes from around the country to perform for you. This is just like the Hunger Games. You know what else is just like the Hunger Games? Oh, my God. It's happening.
What?
The Patriot Games.
What are those?
Oh, you're unfamiliar?
Nah, I don't know.
Trump announced that...
A reality show?
No, not even a reality show. Like... It's called the
Tough
Patriot
as
Game.
Nails.
Yes, yeah, only on CBS after Amazing Race. Yes, Trump announced that there's something called the Patriot Games coming, and it's one boy and one girl from each state, and they're going to compete in athletic.
No, you're yes. not. You're not.
I Google it, baby. Google me, baby. Google me, baby. Google me, baby.
I mean, if I'm Google, I just feel bad Googling since your internet's out and mine isn't.
It's, I swear to you, Patriot Games, and it's happening. Will Michigan bring home the gold?
Of course he wants a youth athletic competition.
Oop. Yeah. Okay, so yeah, I feel like we can't even ignore it. I mean, not that we would ignore it, but like, not the president. Not all the elites.
Is it straight up physical?
I don't know.
Is there like a IQ test?
A math times tables
Do they have to take the same cognitive tests he took when he disappeared for that weekend?
When he has to, like, say, oh, that's a giraffe.
Oop. Yeah. Elephant, giraffe, donkey.
Maybe. I don't know. It feels, I mean, it's so on the nose of Hunger Games. It's like, it feels dark. Like, I want to look at it with the lens of how could this possibly be maybe a good thing for America? Because, like, it is within the scope of possibility for Republicans to do something good. And so I don't want to have just a lens of hating anything and everything. So, like, is it possible that the Patriot Games could be a good thing? It's hard to get to an assumption that that is where it will lead. I have to imagine this will be just another layer of grifters grifting, and somehow people will find a way to exploit this. People will find a way for this to be anti-trans athletes. People will find a way for this to be, I don't know, hyper localized individualism.
Are we juicing for the Patriot Games?
Honey, yes. honey, juicing.
Steroids, juicing. Roids, bro, roids.
No.
Is there an age limit? Can I compete?
You know more than I do. You have internet access. My internet's down. The floods.
Well, here it is. The headline, Trump announces Patriot Games, a youth athletic competition celebrating the U.S.'s 250th birthday.
Okay. See, like, inherently, it's not... Imagine if Obama said, let's do this. People wouldn't have, like, you know, I guess, like, a bad vibe about it. I have a bad vibe about it because of, you know, the state of the world. I don't know. We have a lot of books and movies about this very topic, about maybe why we shouldn't. I don't know.
On Flag Day, they're hosting a UFC event at the White House.
Totally.
Do you think that one brother's going to be there?
DePaul.
Sean DePaul. Is Sean DePaul going to be there?
Oh my God. Sean DePaul versus Rue DePaul versus Jake DePaul versus who's the other? Logan DePaul. I saw one of them get his shit rocked.
Yeah, I did too. I liked that. Wasn't there a singing competition for like an American Idol knockoff where there was one singer from every state?
Yes.
Who won?
Girl, I don't know. I feel there was a celebrity representing one of them. It was giving Eurovision. Oh my God. Speaking of Eurovision, fuck Eurovision. Eurovision including Israel, even though Israel is not in Europe, and then letting like five European countries say you should not be including a country that's committing genocide, and then saying, no, we're still going to let Israel play. It's so they let the European countries back out just so that they could keep Israel in. That's not a European country.
Go off.
After they were just like, you can't compete if you are committing war crimes and things, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, the world sucks.
Did you hear about Harper Bazaar's 50th hottest men ever?
No. Did they get it right?
Well, they didn't list 1 through 50. They just listed 50.
Is Drew from Big Brother 5 in it?
No, I don't know if there's any gays.
Is Drew from Big Brother 5 gay?
I don't know. Is he?
Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yes.
That was an awakening for me.
Well, do you want to know who's on the list?
Not really, but go for it. Give me some highlights. Who's number one?
Not ranked one to this.
Okay, well, who's the first one listed?
James Dean.
Okay, whatever.
Do you want to go through all 50 and I'll ask you, would you blow him?
Smash or pass? Yes, okay. Smash.
James Dean. Smash. Tupac Shakur.
Smash.
Lenny Kravitz.
smashed. Did you see when his when he was wearing those pants and they split and his whole everything came out?
Yes.
Yeah. Speaking of Hunger Games,
Pedro Pascal.
You know, pass for me. I feel like we would be sisters.
I don't think you know who Charles Melton is.
Uh-uh.
Marlon Brando?
Yeah. I think smash is from what I remember.
Paul Mescal.
I have no clue who that is.
What? Yes, you do.
No.
You know who Paul Mescal is.
I do not, and I don't like mezcal. I don't think that's a tequila, so it's a double no.
Bad Bunny.
No.
Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Yes.
Dev Patel.
Yes.
Hayden Christensen.
Yeah, smash. Are we really doing this for like 40 more men?
Jason Momoa.
No, pass.
Robert Pattinson.
Again, I think we would be sisters.
Harrison Ford.
Pass.
Paul Newman.
Love the dressing.
Jacob Elordi.
Pass. It's too tall. But actually, I did like him in the Frankenstein. He was really giving it. You know,
Elvis Presley.
Pass.
Damson Idris.
I'm not sure if I know who that is.
Me either. Keanu Reeves.
Pass.
Robert Redford.
Who?
What?
Pass.
That was it. That was all 50.
There's no way that was 50.
Yes.
Okay, sure. Okay, well, I could easily rank them into the what the numbers should be.
Oh,
but oh, there's a page two.
Oh, there's another page.
I don't know if we need to,
I forgot. Okay, Michael B. Jordan. No, I can't find the full list. Where's the full list?
I do have things we need to discuss before we say adieu.
Well, you got to wrap it up, honey.
And I know you're going to hate it.
I'm not talking
And I know
about
you're going to hate it.
I'm not talking about a Kardashian around the holidays.
Well, even worse. Nicki Minaj on stage with Erica Kirk.
No, absolutely not. No. No.
I just want to say this. We have a lot of talk about the Kia Asylum, okay? It's time to rename the Kia Asylum. It's the Onika Asylum, and it's for the artists that we've lost along the way. Maybe they never even if the Kia Asylum is where the BB Rexes and the Zara Larsons are, are waiting for their ascent. The Onika Asylum is where the Nicki Minaj's and who else has lost their way? The Carrie Underwoods, the Diddy's, the else?
Kanye's.
The Kanye's. They're hanging out in the Onika Asylum.
Well, here's all I have to say on that. So if you pull up your musical streaming platform, be it Apple Music or Spotify, you can go to an artist page and they have a little ellipses. It's a dot, dot, dot. You can right click that. And then there's a button that says, don't play this artist.
I'm obsessed with pushing that.
And you can do that for people like all the artists we just named. In fact, I have done it.
I love to do it. In fact, when I'm going through New Music Friday every week, if somebody's new release is so annoying to me and I just know, you know what? You're dead to me. Even if I've never heard of them before, if I'm like, this is the sound of a person I never want to hear a release from. Oh, honey, I love to push it. And then when I go to New Music Friday and I see people's like their entries are shadowed out and I just know, oh, I saved myself from ever having to hear that person ever again. Oh, that's delightful. Oh
yeah, yeah. I maybe that'll be the new category for mutable word of the year.
Onika Asylum Resident of the Year. Artists we say goodbye to. Arrivederci.
All right. And with that, is this our last episode this year? Are we touching base? We'll see you in January. Oh my God. It's like Christmas break and you're all, see you next year.
Hags.
Hags, have a good summer. Never change.
Hagwoo, have a good winter.
Never change, by the way.
Never change. No, do change. Change a little. Change it up.
All right, we'll see you next year for the first annual Patriot Games. Better start juicing. Bye.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.